yesterday and Toria's phone call.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the comments from Chancellor Merkel's spokesperson saying mm-hmm. that this is unacceptable. Do you have any thoughts on that? Do you agree?
Well, I think if Toria were standing back here again, she would convey to you that she apologized, obviously, because doesn't reflect how she feels about our relationship with the EU. It's also important to note that she's been in close touch with EU officials since then, not about this, but about work we're doing together on Ukraine. So we have a long and enduring relationship with Germany. The secretary was just there last week, as you know, and discussed a range of bilateral issues we work on, and we expect we'll be back to business as usual with them as well.
Right, but she, in the phone call, she didn't say F Germany. She said F the EU.
I know. I am familiar with what she said.
Right. So it's a broader thing here. I mean, what is your response? I mean, do you think that Merkel is that the Germans are taking this, blowing this out of proportion? I mean, what would your response be to her? Is it the diplomatic equivalent of, like, you know, lighten up Angela or something? What is it?
I think we're just conveying that obviously we've moved forward in our relationship with the EU and okay. Assistant Secretary Nuland has done that, and we're focused on our work together on Ukraine, so we're hopeful everybody can.
So then you said that it doesn't reflect, or the comment doesn't reflect the U.S. attitude toward the EU. Well, if it doesn't, why did she say it?
Again,
is it just a momentary lapse or what?
As I said yesterday, Matt, there are moments of small frustration in every relationship. What you do is you move beyond them, you discuss the tough issues, you discuss them through diplomatic channels, and evidence of that is the ongoing work we're doing with EU on Ukraine.